Two tennis players compete in the match of their lives in the latest reimagining of Sergei Diaghilev's ballet Petrushka. Game, set, match. Choreographed by Scott Elsterman and brought to life by a cast of seasoned performers and Whopper graduates, this is a work about an iconic competition turned sinister. Scott joins us on the line now. Morning, Scott.
Good morning, Taylor. How are you?
Very well. Thank you for joining us. We've got to start with this word Petrushka, or rather this character Petrushka. Can you tell us a bit about the history of that person or that character and how it sort of ties itself into ballet?
Yeah, Petrushka is a puppet. And in the original ballet, like you mentioned, by Sergei Diaghilev, the puppets are brought to life by a magician. And so there was something really interesting there for me to take that concept and kind of refresh it and reimagine that, which I have in this tennis version.
Yeah, so talk to me about the tennis version. I mean, where did this sort of start for you and how does tennis end up in the mix?
Excellent question. It's a bit of an odd one, isn't it? But tennis, I used to play tennis myself and at a younger age had to pick between dancing and tennis, you know, one of those big life decisions. So it kind of feels full circle now to come back to making a dance work about tennis. And the themes and the way that tennis is set up just seem to fit really nicely with Petrushka. It looks at ideas of manipulation and rage. And we see that so much now with different tennis players, you know, chucking a tantrum or looking at different ideas of match fixing. So a kind of interesting take on the original themes and putting them on a tennis court. Tennis for me is very choreographic, the way that the points are set up and the movement of the players. And so we've taken all of that amazing tennis knowledge and vocabulary, kind of smashed it together with dance and ballet, and the result is something pretty special, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you've drawn a couple of great parallels there between the art of ballet and I guess the art of tennis as well, both exerting such grace but also such restraint and sort of power as well. How do you make like a Nick Kyrgios Tanti on the court look so graceful though?
Well, thank goodness I've got a phenomenal cast who are bringing the whole show to life. And we've played with lots of different techniques of kind of slow motion or stop motion and imploring these techniques to kind of take those tantrum and high energy moments and portray them in an interesting and hopefully graceful way.
I'm sure it's going to turn out absolutely spectacularly. Now, some of those people that you've mentioned there that you have been sort of collaborating with, some of them are the dancers from the Whopper Link program. They've come to help tell this story. What kind of role do they play and why is it important that we continue to sort of reach out to those people, those emerging performers, and bring them onto the stage?
Yes, I am a Whopper graduate myself, and I have the pleasure of being asked back to choreograph on Link, the honours program, a few years ago. And I've brought some of those students along with me into the show as a way of a kind of transition into the professional industry. And in the show, they are the ball kids. So in the original ballet, there's obviously the corps de ballet or the ensemble. And a way that I've interpreted that is bringing these guys on board and they're the corps de ball kids is what we're calling them. And so they run around and are involved in the show. And it's so important to foster that emerging time, that transition from university to the profession is a scary time. And I'm so grateful that I can provide this opportunity and platform for them for everyone to see how incredible they are.
We're speaking this morning with Scott Elsterman, the choreographer for Petrushka, Game, Set, Match, taking this iconic sort of puppetry character with magic infused and bringing it back to the stage here in Perth, this time set out amongst a tennis match. I'll give you the details of where and when you can see it in a moment. Scott, I know that it's a hard question, but can you take us a little bit through sort of what's going through your mind as you're trying to choreograph this work? I mean, you didn't make it easy for yourself. You brought such a well-known, well-loved character and concept and then mashed it together with tennis. How do you even start to put that together in your mind, let alone into other people's footsteps?
Excellent question. It's been an interesting mix of taking the original narrative from the ballet Russe Sergei Diaghilev version and then also trying to tell the tennis narrative on top of that. So I've really referred back to the original score by Stravinsky, which is beautiful and frantic and frenetic. And we've really used that and the original structure of the ballet and kind of highlighted that using the tennis match. So you'll see various points played out until a kind of champion emerges at the end. But I can't give you too many spoilers.
Of course.
Kind of used the original narrative as the kind of starting point for all the choreography.
Oh, so exciting. Folks can go and see this. It's Petrushka Game, Set, Match, premiering this Thursday at the State Theatre Centre. You can get your tickets through their website. We'll pop a link up at our website as well. Scott, chookers for the show, and thank you so much for coming and speaking on Breakfast.
Thank you so much for having me, Taylor.